Okay, bud? I'll be right out in a second, okay? Just make yourself at home. I have been trying to install this new monitor into the wall all morning, and the damn thing keeps falling out of the jack. And I thought I got it up, but it turns out that one of the pistons was covered in grease, and I got it all over my hands. I'm just glad I realized it before I put it on my clothes, because that would have fucking sucked. Yeah, new streaming setup. Been a long time coming, but we finally were able to get it up and going. Yeah, I'm still waiting for the additional LEDs to come in, but that is more of an aesthetic detail than an equipment detail. You what? What do you mean you brought food? I told you I have food here. And I have food downstairs. There's a diner right there. Liza told you about my tab? Oh, well, good. Then you know I have a tab. Where'd you even get the food? Wait, that Texas place? Oh, you are not taking that back. Don't you fucking dare. Excuse you, if I ever turn down barbecue, I want you to shoot me. And I mean that. See, this is why you're my favorite. You understand my priorities in life. Oh, of course you're my favorite. It's not even a question. Shut up. Okay, yes, I tell Rosie she is also my favorite. What of it? Am I supposed to limit the love in my heart? Well, joke's on you. That ain't gonna happen.
Yeah, good to go. The mechanical grease is off, and I am ready to get that rib grease on. Let's go. Oh. Hi. What's with the angel cosplay? No, I'm not judging at all. It's a very nice trench coat, and I mean, hey, that shit's expensive. Good on you. But I'm just a little concerned why you're wearing it in 90-degree heat. You'll forgive me if I don't believe that for a second. Well, because you look like you're about to go to a convention in 2012. Admittedly, a very good convention, but a convention nonetheless, because you don't wear this ever. You don't. In all the times I have met you, in all the times I've seen your place, I have never seen this before, and I'm getting a little worried. Yeah. What's under the coat? Yeah, I'm asking you to take off the coat. What, do I need to throw singles at you to get it off? Oh, to get you off. Wait, hey. Have some respect for yourself. I would, at the very least, tuck you some 20s. Though, with the way you throw your clothes everywhere every time you enter a room, I really don't think I need to throw money at you to get you a strip. That is a word. Sure, that is a word. I'm more inclined to calling you easy. Well, I never said I'm any better. I'm just calling you out. Of course. Because I care about you, this is all out of love. Nothing more than that. Well, hey, as one myself, I can call you out. And I call you out because you put out. Oh, and whatever you put out, I take in, of course. Yes, and I love you very much for it. Now, do I have to buy you dinner with drinks, or are you gonna take off the damn trench coat before you get a heat stroke? Listen, the AC in here is good, but we're above a diner, so it ain't that good. I am not doing that. I'm not. Fine, fine. I am closing my eyes and turning around. There. Turned around. Eyes are covered and I am not peeking. You know, for all this hyping up, I better see leather or lingerie under that thing. Mm-hmm. So can I please turn around now? Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, Your Highness. I am blessed by the vision that is you and your... That's my merch. I sell that. That's from my website. You, holy shit, you bought my merch? Oh, come on, you didn't have to do that. That means a lot to me. Thank you. What do I think? It looks good. It looks really good on you. You look good in my clothes. Merch. You look good in my merch clothing. You look good in clothing. I mean, I'm sure you look good out of clothing. You look good. Shut up. No. I mean it. Shut your mouth and stop looking at me like that. Well, I know I was joking before, but I didn't expect you to strip down and be wearing a goddamn crop top with my logo on it. That's not a complaint. I meant it when I said you look good. Oh man, is it hot in here? It feels hot in here. I'm gonna go turn on the fan. Give me a second. I can feel you trying not to laugh from here. You know, if you keep making comments like that, I'm gonna make you live up to them one of these days. Oh yeah? Watch me. There we go. You know, I really wish you would have told me you were going to buy something before you did. Because I would have gotten you, like, a discount or something. I would have bought it myself since I get them cheaper. Come on, we're close enough now. I can at least give you that. Oh, well, I'm sure I could think of one thing to give you, but in that case, I would have to insist on that whole dinner and drinks thing. What? Huh? I'm free? What? Oh, with Rosie! Oh, you fucking dickhead! No, I was not getting my hopes up. Yeah, you fucking wish. Anyway, what's this thing about you and Rosie? I still haven't been to her place yet, but I know I'm getting closer to that day because I can feel it in my bones. What about it? Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I know you guys are kind of busy this summer with all the programs for the kids and all that, but yeah, in the next couple weeks, once all that kind of levels out, I'd love to come over and hang. That'd be really fun. I mean, not for nothing, but you guys kind of took your time with that. I mean, have you finally come to your senses that I am absolutely peak entertainment? Whatever. I'm serious, though. Give me a date. I will clear back any podcast episode, any stream, whatever you guys want. Yeah. Listen, if it was to hang out with the two of you, I would pack up and move across country all over again. And that is a Abigail guarantee. Yeah. So, is there any special occasion that we're planning this out so far ahead of time? I mean, you could have just come up to me the day of and I would have made time. Oh, it's important. Well, shit, if it's some big deal, then what's going on? Oh, God, neither of you are moving out, right? Oh, thank God, because if you said that, I think I'll just cry. Especially if it was Rosie, because if she moved before I got to meet that goddamn Drake, I would be so pissed. Yes, I would be fuming. So what's up? Come on, you can tell me. I'm really good at keeping secrets, I swear. I ran the advice column for my middle school, high school, and college newspapers, and that shit stayed locked down. All right, fine. I get it. You don't want to tell me unless Rosie's also there. Wait. You two want... You sure? I mean, listen, I wouldn't blame you. I mean, Rosie's fucking... I mean, Rosie, and you're... I mean, you, so... Come on, be honest. You got a little crush on your boss. Don't deny it. Little one? Little teeny one? Come on. You cannot deny that shit. I see it every time I fucking walk in. Always making hard eyes at her when she's not looking. Yes, you are. Okay. Okay, fine. I won't push, even though we already know the truth. I mean, it's probably for the best. Her being your boss and all that. It'd be a little risque, don't you think? I mean, unless that's kind of like you're into that, in which case, I mean, no shame. I mean, if you could just see what kind of stuff I had on my search history. Although, considering my podcast, I don't think you'd be very shocked. Randy, there's stuff on that I didn't even expect, and... What? What's with you? No, you got like scrunched up and all nervous. What's going on? Oh my god, you're embarrassed. Holy shit, you're embarrassed. So you do have a crush. Oh my god, what are you, 13? You got a little crush on somebody. Okay, so is it Rose? Okay, all right. Okay, fine. You don't gotta tell me who it is exactly, but like you've got a little crush. That's fucking adorable. That's really good. Good on the lucky person. You know, the lucky if they caught your eye. I mean, fuck it, good for them. Okay, fine. Fine. I can change the subject. That's fine. I'm real good at segues. And by segues, I mean backpedaling to this meeting. Come on, you cannot invite me to this specially scheduled meeting between the two of you and not tell me what it's about. I mean, fuck it. The fact that Rosie is willing to meet me outside of library working hours is very suspicious. Speaking of which, I have a theory about that. Of course I have a theory. Have you fucking met me? Shut up. Hear me out. She does not want me to meet Excalibur because she knows I'm gonna be his favorite. I am, can't you see? The second I meet that scaly little bundle of joy, he is going to pick me, choose me, love me. And I understand she is trying to prolong the inevitable for as long as she can because she knows that you know and I know and I am going to be his fucking favorite. I will be his chariot. I will carry that little bastard around all goddamn day and feed him every treat known to man. And we know this to be a fact. And that is a theory I will prove on the day of this secret meeting. Oh shit. Wait. A secret meeting outside of regular business hours in a small town with suspicious activity. My time has come. I'm finally being indoctrinated. Every cult episode of my podcast has led me to this moment. Oh. I am being accepted into the enlightenment, and that is going to be bestowed upon me even as I'm being suffocated by a trench coat. I will not be silenced. Okay. Wait. There is a way to silence me. True love's kiss from my crop top crusader.